Wednesday, July 21st, 2010. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Sheila Baradas. Making headlines. The green tax to be levied on light vehicles from September 1st is expected to earn the national fiscus an estimated 450 million rand in the 2010-2011 financial year, says National Treasury spokesperson Jabulani Sekhukhani, who added that the tax will also be levied on pickups or buckies. The main objective of the tax is to influence the composition of South Africa's vehicle fleet so that it becomes more energy efficient and environment friendly. Sekhukhani says that the revenues collected will be used to fund general government priorities, including various environmental objectives. The Environmental Fiscal Reform Policy Paper, published in 2006, makes clear government's intention to introduce environmental taxes and incentives to ensure that our economic growth is directed towards a more sustainable path, he says. Corporate law firm Weber Wenzel partner Henny Bester argues that any new carbon tax introduced by governments should be revenue neutral. Bester explains that the carbon dioxide vehicle tax is a new source of state revenue for South Africa, but it is unclear whether it will be accompanied by a corresponding relief elsewhere, providing revenue neutrality to keep the policy honest. The ideal is not to yield more revenue but to change behaviour, he says. Rising trade with Asia, and China in particular, has emerged as a key new source of growth for sub-Saharan Africa and will continue to be a core growth driver in 2010 and beyond, IHS Global Insight Chief Economist Nariman Beravesh said on Tuesday. Speaking at the IHS Global Insight's annual Africa Economic Outlook Conference in Sandton, Beravesh argued that in the current multi-speed world, where Asia is in the fast lane, Europe in the slow lane, and the US somewhere in between, Africa's growing association with Asia will help cushion the region from the downside risks associated with the prevailing crisis in the Eurozone. He added that the spillover from the European crisis onto Africa would be limited and set at less than 20% the risk of the world economy descending into a double-dip recession as a result of the crisis, as well as the real estate bubble in China. Beravesh said that China would need to increase the level of private consumption, which currently accounts for less than 40% of gross domestic product, and shift the economy away from pure manufacturing to services, which will lower the demand for commodities. Growing trade links with Asia are very important to sub-Saharan Africa, Beravesh says, adding that the economic prospects for the region will be fairly bright in the coming decades. The former head of the United Nations Office of Internal Oversight Services, Inga Britt Alenius, has accused UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon of poor leadership, saying that the world body is falling apart and becoming irrelevant. The latest criticism of Ban's performance at the helm of the UN, first reported by the Washington Post on Tuesday, comes as his aides weigh the former South Korean foreign minister's prospects for a possible second term. Alenius says that under Ban's watch, there is no transparency and a lack of accountability. She alleges that Ban undermined the independence of the OIOS, which investigates suspected wrongdoing at the UN, by preventing her from making the US head of the disbanded UN Procurement Task Force, Anthony Robert Appleton, head of the OIOS investigations. However, Ban spokesperson Martin Nasirki says that Ban has improved accountability and transparency at the UN as he promised to when he took over from Kofi Annan in January 2007. Also making headlines, South African Health Minister Dr. Aaron Motsoaledi says that the number of people infected with HIV/AIDS in South Africa remains extraordinarily high. Sudanese President Omar Hassan al-Bashir will travel to Chad in his first visit to a member state of the International Criminal Court, which is demanding his arrest for war crimes and genocide. African National Congress Treasurer General Matthews Poza says that every South African has a duty to push the Mandela legacy into the future. And HIV/AIDS experts say that only 10% of countries have HIV/AIDS prevention programs that are well matched to their national needs. That's a roundup of newsmaking headlines today.
For free access to legislation, speeches and crucial policy documents, visit polity.org.za, Creamer Media's news and information website. polity.org.za, deepening democracy through access to information. Visit polity.org.za today.